It's hard to imagine another passage of scripture like this first reading from Paul's second letter to Timothy in its ability to convey to us the humanity of the church. And I say that just because, you know, it's not too many other people in the scriptures that we find out their grandma's name and their mom. Seemingly, Timothy, as third generation Christian, probably because his mom and grandma came to faith in the same time. But this reality of the sharing of faith, a faith that Paul saw in Timothy's grandma and mother, now alive in their boy, Timothy. What a beautiful passage to remind us of the humanity of things, humanity of the church, importance of the role of parents and sharing the gift of their faith with their children, trying to be good examples of the faith that they believe and the faith that they possess. Timothy has got great responsibilities now. And he is drawing from the experience of his family and the promise and the hope, the faithfulness of God. The gospel text today is so contrary to the way in which we operate in the world. If you're sending out a team of people to do anything, you enrich them, you don't impoverish them. Send out missionaries, you send out the best of vans, the best gas mileage, the safest thing, the best of equipment, resources that money can buy. You empower them, you don't impoverish them. And in the way that the world operates, Jesus does just that. He impoverishes them. He takes from them things that they would depend upon in human ways to say to them, what I have done to you through this relationship, through this friendship, through our time together, I have done something to you. You possess within yourself something now that has enriched you. And in order to reveal that, I'm going to impoverish you. The reality of these things that, you know, like this money bag and the sack and the sandals and, you know, in other passages where it's like not a second tunic and all of these things. This is all about being able to hawk your items in order for money to take care of your needs. Even the thing about not moving about from house to house. So you show up in a village, and the first person that comes to faith, that welcomes you into their home, you know, without seeing what you're doing, without seeing the miracles or the teachings or hearings, and welcomes you into their home, that's where you stay. Because after you start doing these good things, the people will be like, hey, come on over to our house. We've got a bigger barbecue. We've got a pool in the backyard. Come on over here. And Jesus says, don't do it. Stay where you were first. Stay where you were first welcomed. But know this, and I'm putting words into Jesus' mouth, but to summarize what he's doing with his disciples is, I have done something to you. You possess something. You are enriched by our time together. And in the enrichment that I offer to you, go and proclaim. Not in yourself, not in your ability, not in your strength, not in the clothing that you wear, not in your riches, not in your talents or your gifts, but what I have given you will be the source of your life. There are times in our life, my brothers and sisters, hopefully far fewer than happen, that food becomes a matter of life or death, right? It's not a matter of like, well, I don't really want cut up hot dogs in my macaroni and cheese, so I'd prefer the other. And what kind of cheese is this? I would prefer the cheddar and not the American, or the Gouda instead of the whatever, you know? So many times it is a matter of taste and things. There will be times, maybe in life, in which food is just a matter of taste and flavor, but of sustenance and life. What Jesus is saying to his disciples is, what I have given you, what you possess, how I have enriched you, will become within you the means for the preservation of your life. And it won't be because you hawk your walking stick in order to get a few coins, in order to buy some bread, in order to survive. It will be because of the gift that I have put in you that even your human life will be maintained and sustained. And so he sends them out impoverished for evidence to what he has placed within them might be made manifest. I had the incredibly difficult experience of traveling for 4 days from the south of France to Cologne, Germany, with a little brother of the Lamb and a Polish university student, with no cell phone, no wallet, no credit card, and only my passport and my hitchhiking thumb. I would love to say it was this blissful, wonderful, glorious 4 days, but it was hard. And the only reason it was hard is because of my pride and my inability to trust that my Heavenly Father knew me, loved me, and would care and provide for me. I'm standing in front of you, so you know that it turned out well, right? I'm not dead laying in a ditch somewhere. You know the end of the story. God is faithful. He is true. His love was revealed when all of my own abilities were stripped from my life. And I had no ability, no capacity to do anything. All I had was the ability to trust in Him. I don't wish that upon anyone to be that vulnerable in your life. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are many times in life when I return to that place to know if He could meet me in those bare bones, essential needs of my life, that He will meet me in these other things that are seemingly so much more complicated and challenging. In your faith in Jesus Christ, something has changed within you, and you possess within you a source of life from God and God alone.